kami untuk sesuai dengan daya tangkap kami masing-masing.
So you can translate according to our understanding.
Supaya spirit kami mengerti tentang Kau.
So our spirit understand about you.
Terutama tentang waktumu Tuhan.
About your timing.
Yang tidak sama dengan waktu kami.
That's not actually the same as ours.
Supaya setiap kami kalau pulang dari sini kami tetap mengasihi Engkau.
So when we go home today, we will still actually love you.
Bagaimanapun waktu yang kami harus tunggu ketika kami membutuhkan Engkau.
Even though all the time that we have to wait,
kami tidak meninggalkan Engkau.
We don't actually leave you.
Kami tidak kecewa terhadap Engkau.
We are not disappointed of you.
Karena kami mengerti tentang Engkau.
And we understand about you.
Dalam nama Yesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Saudara boleh duduk semuanya.
You may be seated.
Haleluya. Terima kasih untuk semua praise and worship team.
Thank you for everyone, praise and worship team.
Saudara dikasih Tuhan, senang bisa bertemu Anda lagi.
Ladies and gentlemen, nice to be with you.
Saudara, tahun ini adalah tahun ke-46 saya hidup bersama Tuhan.
This year is my 46th year that I'm actually living with God.
Saudara, izinkan saya hari ini untuk mengajar sedikit kepada Anda tentang waktu Tuhan.
Allow me to actually teach you today about the timing of God.
Saudara, waktu, oh thank you Juan. Akhir. Saudara, waktu apa nih? Saya dan istri melayani 32 tahun di sini.
When my wife and I start ministering here 32 years ago.
Kami melihat banyak anak-anak muda yang kecewa.
We started with seeing a lot of youth they are disappointed.
Karena mereka menunggu waktu doa menunggu waktunya di mana doa mereka dijawab tetapi mereka tidak beroleh penjawaban.
Because they waited for the time when their prayer was answered but they never actually see the answer.
Saya bisa mengerti mereka.
I try to understand them.
Waktu saya jatuh cinta sama istri saya.
When I fell in love to my wife.
Saudara, dia tinggal di kota yang berbeda dari kota saya.
She live in a different city from where I live.
2 jam kita harus naik train untuk bisa bertemu.
2 hours I have to actually travel by train to
Saudara,
see each other.
Saudara, saya harus tunggu berapa bulan sampai saya libur baru saya bisa ke kota dia.
I have to wait it for a few months when in the holiday so I can actually see her.
Menunggu adalah sesuatu yang tidak enak. Saudara.
Waiting is actually something that's not very pleasant.
Dan apalagi kalau kita ingin sekali tergesa-gesa sekali, apalagi kita jatuh cinta.
Especially when we are pressed with time and especially when we are in love.
Kita selalu berpikir kapan kita bisa datang bertemu.
Well, we always think when we can actually see the person.
Berapa lama lagi?
How long?
Saudara, dengan Tuhan pun kadangkala kita lakukan hal yang sama.
With God, that's the same thing happen.
Setiap kali Anda berdoa, Tuhan selalu dengar doamu.
Every time you pray, God always actually listen to your prayer.
Perhatikan firman Tuhan mengatakan dia tinggal di dalam kita.
The word of God say that he lives in us.
Bagi Tuhan tidak ada yang tersembunyi.
For God there is nothing hidden.
Kalau saudara anak-anak muda melakukan dosa di kamarmu sendiri, Tuhan tahu.
If you did a mistake in your own room, God knows.
Karena firman Tuhan mengatakan tidak ada satupun yang tersembunyi bagi Tuhan.
Because the word of God said that there is nothing hidden for him.
Apalagi kalau kita berdoa kepada Tuhan.
Especially if you pray.
Saudara, banyak sekali doa Anda dan saya yang masih belum terjawab.
There are a lot of our prayers that hasn't been answered.
Alkitab penuh dengan orang-orang yang tidak bisa menunggu.
The Bible full of people who couldn't wait.
Abraham tidak bisa menunggu untuk mendapatkan anak dari Sarah.
Abraham couldn't wait to have a child with Sarah.
Harun tidak bisa menunggu sampai Musa kembali dari gunung.
Aaron couldn't wait for Moses to actually come back from the mountain.
Absalom tidak bisa menunggu untuk dia bisa ditabiskan menjadi raja.
Absalom couldn't wait for him to be appointed as a king.
Raja Saul tidak bisa menunggu sampai Nabi Samuel datang untuk mempersembahkan korban.
Saul couldn't wait for Samuel to come to actually burn the offering.
Murid-murid Yesus pun tidak bisa menunggu sewaktu Yesus sedang dalam pergumulan di Taman Getsemani berdoa.
The disciples couldn't wait for Jesus when he was praying in Getsemani.
Jemaat Korintus tidak bisa menunggu satu sama lain sampai semuanya datang untuk makan bersama.
The Corinth churches couldn't actually wait for each other to actually have a dinner together.
Anak yang hilang pun tidak bisa menunggu untuk mendapatkan warisan setelah ayahnya meninggal.
The prodigal son couldn't actually wait for the father to give him the inheritance.
Saudara, akibat mereka tidak bisa menunggu, mereka beroleh sesuatu yang berbeda.
The result, because they couldn't wait, they get something else.
Hari ini kalau saya share kepada Anda, supaya Anda tidak mendapatkan sesuatu yang berbeda.
Today I share with you so you don't get something different.
Di Alkitab juga diajarkan ada tertulis bahwa mereka yang menunggu dengan sabar.
In the Bible it was written that for those who actually waited patiently.
Yusuf telah menunggu hingga mimpinya menjadi kenyataan.
Joseph actually waited until his dream comes true.
Yakub telah menunggu 14 tahun untuk menikahi gadis yang dia benar-benar cintai.
Jacob waited 14 years to actually really marry the girl that he really loved.
Daud menunggu 7 tahun sampai dia ditobatkan menjadi raja.
David waited for 7 years for him to be a king.
Ruth menunggu jawaban dari Boaz.
Ruth waited for Boaz's answer.
Martha dan Maria menunggu Yesus sekalipun Lazarus pada waktu itu sudah mati.
Martha and Mary waited for Jesus even though at that time Lazarus already died.
Saudara, apa yang membuat menunggu itu susah bagi saudara dan saya?
What make waiting very hard for us?
Ada dua alasan di sini, saudara.
There are two reasons.
Yang pertama, kebanyakan manusia pada dasarnya tidak sabar.
The first one is because human being fundamentally is not are impatient.
Saya pernah berpikir kalau saya sudah usia seperti ini, maka di mana saya punya daya tangkap semakin berkurang, tenaga semakin berkurang.
I once thought that now that with my age that my energy is getting less and less.
Saudara, saya pikir dengan demikian kesabaran pun akan bertambah. Saudara.
I thought my patience will increase by this time.
Ternyata kesabaran itu tidak bertambah secara alami dengan usia Anda.
But patience doesn't actually increase as we are getting older.
Saudara, istri saya selalu marah sama saya, kenapa sih kalau kamu nyetir nggak sabar sih?
My wife always said that why when you're driving you're so impatient.
Saudara, bayangkan saya sudah nyetir mobil 45 tahun.
Imagine I have been driving the car for 45 years.
Kadang-kadang saya berpikir merem pun saya bisa nyetir.
Sometimes I think that even if I close my eyes I can drive.
Jadi kalau ada orang di depan itu pelan sekali saya marah banget.
So when there is somebody actually in front of me it's very slow I got very angry.
Kita tidak sabar karena pada dasarnya kita egois.
We are impatient because fundamentally we are selfish.
Kita ingin semua yang terjadi dengan cara kita.
We want everything to happen according to what we want.
Dalam waktu kita.
With our time.
Menurut impian kita.
According to our dream.
Akibatnya tidak aja membuat kita susah, tapi orang lain juga susah.
The results are just us who gets very difficult, but other people as well.
Alasan kedua kenapa saudara dan saya tidak bisa menunggu.
The second reason why we couldn't wait.
Karena teknologi telah mengubah cara hidup kita secara drastis.
Because technology has changed our life dramatically.
Teknologi telah mengurangi waktu kita menunggu secara umum.
Technology has lessened our waiting time.
Teknologi telah membangkitkan sebuah generasi orang-orang yang tidak sabar.
Technology has risen up a generation who are very impatient.
Kita ingin semuanya cepat.
We want everything to be fast.
Jawabannya cepat.
A very fast answer.
Pelayanannya cepat.
A very fast ministry.
Respond instant.
Instant response.
Kita tidak lagi ingin menunggu, saudara.
We are no longer want to wait.
Kalau kita pun mau menunggu, tapi jangan lama-lama.
Even though if we want to wait, but it's not for too long.
Saudara, bagaimanapun lama atau pendeknya Anda menunggu.
Regardless how long or how short you have to wait.
Ketahuilah bahwa Anda bukan satu-satunya yang menunggu.
Know this, that you are not the only one who is waiting.
Anda tidak sendirian.
You're not by yourself.
Jelas kita bukan satu-satunya orang yang sedang menunggu.
We are not the only person that's waiting.
Banyak yang menunggu, saudara.
There are a lot of people waiting.
Kita bisa menemukan mereka di dalam firman Tuhan.
We can see them in the Bible.
Ada beberapa yang menunggu dan mendapatkan apa yang mereka tunggu.
There are a few people who waited and get what they want.
Tetapi ada yang menyerah dan karena tidak sabar akibatnya mereka mendapatkan sesuatu yang berbeda.
But there are some people just to let go and then finally they get something else.
Saya berikan empat contoh pendek untuk supaya saudara bisa mengerti akibat kalau saudara tidak sabar menunggu.
I give you four examples so you can understand what's the result if you are impatient.
Saya berikan contoh juga akibat kenapa Tuhan lambat datang.
And I'll give you an example why God so slow in answering.
Yang pertama kita melihat seorang terlambat datang.
The first one we see somebody who came late.
Saudara kita lihat, kita belajar dari 1 Samuel 13 ayat 7 sampai 10.
We learn from 1 Samuel 13, 7 to 10.
Ya.
7 to 10.
Ya, okay. Saudara, saya singkatkan ceritanya supaya saudara bisa mengerti jalan ceritanya.
I'll shorten the story so you can understand.
Waktu itu orang Israel sedang berperang melawan orang-orang Palestina.
At that time, the Israelites actually in a battle with Philistine.
Sebelumnya, Nabi Samuel telah berpesan kepada Raja Saul untuk dia bersabar menunggu sampai pada waktu dia datang baru boleh berperang.
Before that, Samuel has agreed with Saul to actually wait for him before he actually went to the battle.
Nah, pada ketika waktunya tiba, saudara.
When the time arrived.
Samuel belum kunjung tiba.
Samuel wasn't there yet.
Semua pasukan Israel yang sedang menunggu bersama Saul menjadi gelisah.
All soldiers that's actually waiting with Saul is becoming very restless.
Lalu mereka mulai meninggalkan Saul.
Then they started to leave Saul.
Nah, apa yang harus Saul lakukan dalam
what
hal ini?
What did Saul supposed to do?
Satu pihak ada peperangan yang harus dilaksanakan.
On one hand, there is a battle that needs to be addressed.
Mereka sudah siap untuk berperang.
They are ready for the battle.
Tetapi di pihak lain, orang yang harus datang mempersembahkan korban belum juga datang.
But on the other hand, the person who's supposed to actually burn the offering is not there yet.
Akhirnya Raja Saul memutuskan untuk bertindak sendiri.
Then Saul decided to actually do his own action.
Dia mempersembahkan korban.
He burned the offering.
Setelah dia selesai mempersembahkan korban, Nabi Samuel muncul.
Once he's just done that, Samuel turn up.
Saudara, kita bisa bersimpati terhadap Raja Saul.
We can be a bit sympathetic to Saul.
Tentunya apa yang dia lakukan kita dapat mengerti.
Of course what he did we can understand.
Terutama bagi saudara dan saya, orang yang selalu tidak bisa hidup dalam pressure.
Especially for you and I who cannot live in pressure.
Apalagi saudara dan saya people pressure.
Especially if you and I are people pressure.
Saudara, saya coba dalam situasi ini coba kita pertimbangkan seorang perdana menteri harus dilantik secara resmi.
In this instance, let's think about this. There is a prime minister who needs to be ordained.
Gubernur yang akan memimpin pelantikannya terlambat datang.
The governor who's supposed to actually lead the ceremony is late.
Orang-orang yang berkumpul untuk menantikan acara pelantikan menjadi gelisah.
The people who came for the ceremony become very restless.
Kemudian si perdana menteri memutuskan untuk melantik dirinya sendiri.
Then the prime minister decided to actually ordain himself.
Saudara, apa yang perdana menteri ini lakukan adalah melanggar konstitusi dan tidak legal.
What this prime minister did is actually against the constitution and illegal.
Dan bukan itu saja, tetapi integritasnya dipertanyakan.
And not just that, and his integrity is being questioned.
Demikian juga dengan Saul pada waktu itu.
That's just like Saul at that time.
Meskipun dia seorang raja.
Even though he was a king.
Dia tidak memiliki wewenang untuk mempersembahkan korban.
He didn't have the authority to actually burn the offering.
Itu adalah hak istimewa para imam.
That's a special right of the priest.
Raja Saul bertindak karena terdorong rasa takut karena prajuritnya meninggalkan dia.
Saul did that because he was pressured and to see the soldiers had start leaving him.
Karena orang-orang sudah karena dengan berdasarkan kesombongannya, saudara, dia melakukan semuanya ini.
Because of his ego, he did this.
Saudara yang dikasihi Tuhan, saudara hati-hati dengan ketidaksabaran.
Brother and sister, be very careful for being impatient.
Karena saudara dan saya bisa melanggar firman Tuhan.
Because you and I can go against the word.
Apalagi kalau saudara people pressure.
Especially if you are people pressured.
Apalagi saudara kalau tidak bisa bekerja under pressure.
Especially if you who cannot actually work under pressure.
Akibat kesombongan Saul, dia melanggar firman Tuhan.
Because of his Saul's ego, he go against the word
dia
of God.
Dia membayar harga dari ketidaksabarannya.
He paid the price for being impatient.
Tuhan mengambil kerajaannya dan memberikan kepada Daud.
God took his kingdom and gave it to David.
Apa yang saudara bisa belajar dari hal ini?
What can we learn from here?
Jangan tergesa-gesa dalam memutuskan sesuatu yang penting.
Don't be in a hurry to actually decide something.
Anak muda, kalau Anda belum dapat jodoh, jangan bilang for sale.
Young people, if you haven't actually got a partner, don't say for sale.
Jangan merasa bahwa Anda punya kontrol atas hidupmu.
Don't feel that you have control over your life.
Menunggu bukanlah hal yang menyenangkan.
Waiting is not something very pleasant.
Bagi berapa orang merupakan siksaan.
Especially for those people, for some people, just like a torture.
Tapi bila kita bawa permasalahan kita kepada Tuhan dan menunggu waktunya, Tuhan akan bertindak.
But if we bring our problem to God and then wait for His time, God will help us.
Nabi Samuel datang.
Samuel did came.
Seperti waktu yang dijanjikan.
Just like what he said or he promised.
Hanya Raja Saul merasa terdesak dan dia berpikir dia punya kontrol atas semuanya.
It's just Saul being very pressured and then he thought that he's got actual control over everything.
Hati-hati saudara.
Be very careful.
Saudara dan saya tidak punya kontrol atas hidup ini.
You and I don't have actually control over our lives.
Yang kedua, bagaimana kalau orangnya lama sekali baru datang?
The second one, how about if the person is taking his time to come?
Keluaran 32 ayat 1 coba kita lihat.
Exodus 32 verse 1.
Sekali lagi saya ulangi, saya singkat ceritanya saudara.
Let me shorten the story.
Sebelum orang Israel melanjutkan perjalanan mereka ke negeri Kanaan.
Before Israel actually continued their journey to Canaan.
Lalu kemudian Tuhan berkata kepada Musa.
Then God said to Moses.
Mereka harus berhenti di satu lokasi di bawah kaki Gunung Sinai.
They have to stop at a place under the mountain.
Lalu kemudian Tuhan memanggil Musa ke atas untuk apa, bertemu dia di atas Gunung Sinai.
Then God actually called Moses to go up to the Sinai Mountain.
Nah, silakannya Musa tidak bisa kasih tahu kepada jemaat Israel, gua balik bulan depan ya.
But unfortunately, Moses couldn't actually tell Israel that I will come back next
waktu
month.
Waktu Joshua tanya kira-kira berapa lama bos ke sana.
When Joshua asked, hey, look, how long is it going to take?
Musa bilang kira-kira sebulan.
Moses said about 1 month.
Saudara, ternyata dia tidak sebulan datang, dia 40 hari di sana, saudara.
But in fact, it was actually not just 1 month, it was 40 days.
Setelah waktu sebulan lewat.
After 1 month.
Orang Israel gelisah.
The Israelites start getting restless.
Lalu dia cari saudaranya Musa, yaitu Harun.
Then they start looking for the Moses' brother, which is Aaron.
Dia bilang sama Harun, Harun, saudaramu gak turun-turun. Sekarang kita harus melanjutkan perjalanan.
Then they said, hey Aaron, your brother doesn't actually come back to us. We have to continue our journey.
Sekali lagi, kalau saudara jadi seorang pemimpin, jangan tergesa-gesa mengambil keputusan.
One more time, if you become a leader, do not actually be in a hurry to make decision.
Lalu kemudian Harun bilang, okay, kalau gitu kumpulkan semua emas yang ada.
Then Aaron said that collect all the gold that you have.
Saudara, mereka kumpulkan emas dan emas dicairkan untuk dibentuk menjadi anak lembu, saudara.
They collect all the gold and it's got melted, becoming a golden calf.
Jadi mereka menggantikan Tuhan yang hidup dengan Tuhan lembu, dengan patung lembu.
So they replace the living God with a calf.
Tidak salah bagi orang Israel untuk meminta emas dari orang-orang Mesir ketika mereka meninggalkan Mesir.
It's not wrong for the Israelites to actually ask for gold from the Egyptian when they leave Egypt.
Karena Tuhan sendiri yang perintahkan kepada orang Israel, Anda harus pergi ke semua keluarga orang-orang Mesir dan minta emas dari mereka.
Because God himself who actually command Israel to actually go to all the Egyptian and ask for gold.
Pernah saudara berpikir kenapa sih Tuhan suruh saya minta emas kepada tetangga saya?
Have you ever thought that why God ask me to actually ask for gold from my neighbors?
Saudara mungkin kita berpikir, oh iya ya, gue nggak digaji selama ini kan gue slave. Sekarang ini gue minta emas gara-gara ganti untuk upah gajinya.
Maybe you thought that because I was in a slavery, I've never get paid. Now it's actually time for me to get paid.
Kisah lembu emas ini menunjukkan bahaya yang saudara dan saya hadapi.
The story of this gold is actually show us about the dangers that we are facing.
Bila kekayaan yang kita peroleh bisa menjadi berkat atau kutuk, saudara.
The wealth that we have can be a blessing or a curse.
Tergantung bagaimana saudara dan saya gunakannya.
Depending on how you use it.
Bahaya yang lain yang kita hadapi adalah bila kita tidak sabar menunggu.
The other dangers that we will face if we are actually very impatient.
Orang Israel barusan selesai keluar dari Mesir melalui laut yang dikeringkan.
Israel just actually came out from Egypt through the dried oceans.
Mereka sudah melihat tentara Firaun semuanya mati tenggelam.
They saw all the Egyptians all died on.
Mereka sudah melihat beberapa mujizat di padang gurun.
They saw all the miracles in the wilderness.
Tapi mereka bisa-bisanya mau menggantikan Allah yang hidup dengan anak lembu.
But they still could actually replace the living God with a calf.
Apa yang saudara dan saya pelajari hal ini?
What can we learn from here?
Kalau kita berdoa dan meminta kepada Tuhan.
If we pray and ask for God.
Kalau Tuhan belum jawab saudara.
If God hasn't answered you.
Ingat masa lalu yang Tuhan pernah lakukan bagi Anda.
Remember what God did in the past for you.
Saudara, kadangkala saya suka dengar sekali, suka dengar kesaksian yang luar biasa dalam hidupmu.
Sometimes I heard about a good testimony about your life.
Saudara, manusia itu kalau ditolong orang lain pun bisa lupa.
Human being, if you are being actually helped with others, you can forget.
Apalagi kalau ditolong Tuhan.
Especially if you are actually helped by God.
Makanya kenapa saudara gampang sekali meninggalkan Tuhan atau kecewa terhadap Tuhan.
That's why it's very easy for us to get very disappointed with God and leave him.
Orang lain yang pernah menolong Anda pun Anda lupa.
Other people who help you, you can forget.
Kalau saudara suruh saya bisa cerita siapa saja yang pernah menolong saya.
If you actually ask me, I can tell you whoever that ever actually helped me in my life.
Saya tidak pernah lupa.
I never forget.
Dengan orang yang pernah menolong saya.
For those who of you that helped me.
Kalau Agus Budiman bisa berdiri di depan ini.
If Agus Budiman can stand here.
Bukan karena Agus Budiman hebat.
Not because Agus Budiman is marvelous.
Karena ada orang-orang tertentu yang Tuhan pakai untuk menolong saya.
But there are people actually around me that God actually put in place.
Dengan cara demikian saya bisa menghargai kebesaran Tuhan.
That way I can actually appreciate God's goodness.
Ingat Tuhan tidak pernah terlambat.
Remember, God never late.
Kalaupun dia terlambat. Semata-mata untuk mempermuliakan namanya.
Even though if he is late, it's actually purely to actually glorify his name.
Kejadian ini mengantar kita pada bagian yang ketiga, saudara.
This story bring us to the third part.
Penderitaan dalam keterlambatan.
The suffering in the lateness.
Kita lihat Yohanes 11 ayat 5 dan 6.
We see John 11, 5 and 6.
Saudara, di sini dikatakan ada tiga orang bersaudara, Maria, Martha, dan Lazarus.
Here it said there are three brother and sister, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
Saudara, jarang sekali Alkitab mengatakan bahwa Yesus mengasihi seorang keluarga.
It's not very often you see in the Bible that said that Jesus actually loved a family.
Ini satu-satunya yang ditulis bahwa Yesus mengasihi keluarga Maria, Martha, dan Lazarus.
This is the only verse that said that Jesus actually loved Maria, Martha, and Lazarus.
Yesus itu jadi teman dekat mereka.
Jesus became very close friend with them.
Saudara, satu kali Lazarus sakit.
One day Lazarus was sick.
Dan kemudian Martha atau Maria mengirim pesan kepada Tuhan Yesus.
Then Martha or Mary sent a message to Jesus.
Tuhan, dia yang engkau kasihi sakit.
Lord, the one that you love is currently sick.
Nah, mungkin Anda dan saya berpikir pasti orang yang dikasihi Tuhan, yang punya favor, pasti Tuhan segera tolong.
Maybe you think that, of course, the person who Jesus love, obviously Jesus will help immediately.
Saudara, kalau saudara jadi orang Kristen, jangan gampang sekali berpikir demikian.
If you are being a Christian, don't very easily think about like that.
Sekalipun kita dekat dengan Tuhan.
Even though we are very close with God.
Kita tidak pernah tahu pikiran Tuhan.
We never knew about God's thinking.
Kita tidak pernah tahu jalan-jalan Tuhan.
We don't know his ways.
Kita tidak pernah tahu keputusan Tuhan.
We don't know his decision.
Oleh sebab itu Yesaya mengatakan.
That's why Isaiah said.
Sejauh langit dari bumi.
As far as the heaven and earth.
Demikian pikiran Tuhan dengan pikiran manusia.
That's just like how his thinking and our thinking.
Apa yang saudara harus lakukan dalam hal ini?
What you have to do in this case?
Saudara perlu mengenal hati Tuhan.
You have to actually know God's heart.
Saya tidak perlu tahu jalan Tuhan.
I don't need to know about God's way.
Saya tidak perlu tahu apa yang menjadi pikiran Tuhan.
I don't need to know what God's currently thinking.
Saya tidak tahu kapan dia akan memutuskan menolong saya.
I don't know when he decided to help me.
Tapi yang perlu saya tahu.
But all I need to know.
Saya mengenal hati Tuhan.
I know God's heart.
Saudara, Tuhan itu bukan manusia.
God is not human being.
Kalau saya berteman sama William sudah 25 tahun.
If I knew William for 25 years.
Kalau saya mengatakan sesuatu, dia saya sudah tebak dia pasti jawabnya ini.
If I say something, I can guess what he's going to reply
Karena
back.
Karena saya sudah dekat dengan dia.
Because I'm very close to him.
Tapi kalau saudara dan saya sudah dekat dengan Tuhan, belum tentu saudara tahu.
But if
jalan
you're
Tuhan.
Close, it doesn't actually mean that you know his ways.
Saudara, demikian Maria, Martha dan demikian Martha dan Maria.
Just like that with Martha and Mary.
Nah, waktu Yesus mendengar kabar bahwa Lazarus sakit.
When Jesus heard about that Lazarus was sick.
Dia sengaja tinggal 3 hari lagi.
He was on purposely stay for another 3 days.
Saudara bisa bayangkan dia enggak langsung pergi menolong untuk menyembuhkan Lazarus.
Can you imagine that he doesn't actually rush to actually try to actually help Lazarus.
Yang lucunya murid-muridnya senang sekali.
And it's very funny, the disciples are very actually happy with that.
Karena baru-baru ini mereka di kota yang sama mau dilempari batu oleh orang-orang Yahudi.
Because recently at the same place they were about to be stoned by the Jews.
Jadi waktu Yesus memutuskan untuk tetap tinggal di Betania, untuk tinggal di mana mereka berada sekarang ini.
So when Jesus actually decided to stay where he was.
Murid-muridnya senang. Yes.
The disciples was very happy.
Tapi waktu hari ketiga tiba.
But when the third day,
Yesus bilang kepada murid-muridnya, "Sekarang aku mau pergi ke Lazarus."
Jesus said to the disciples, "Now I want to go to see Lazarus."
Aku mau bangunkan dia dari tidur.
I want to wake him up from the sleep.
Saudara, muridnya bingung.
The disciples got confused.
Emangnya kenapa kalau dia tidur, kan orang sakit perlu tidur untuk istirahat, kok dibangunin?
What's wrong with sleeping? If he's sick, then let him sleep. Why do you want to wake him up?
Lalu Yesus katakan kepada murid-muridnya, Lazarus sudah mati.
Then Jesus said to the disciples, Lazarus already dead.
Baru muridnya, oh.
Then the disciples start to understand.
Saudara bisa bayangkan mereka dekat sama Tuhan, tapi juga mereka tetap bingung dengan Tuhan.
Can you understand? They're very close with God, but they still actually get confused with God.
Apalagi Maria dan Martha.
Especially for Mary and Martha.
Mereka menunggu berapa hari Yesus tidak datang.
They waited for a few days, but Jesus didn't turn up.
Semakin hari kondisi Lazarus semakin susah.
The more days Lazarus' condition is getting worse.
Akhirnya Lazarus mati.
Then Lazarus died.
Dan mereka kubur.
Then they buried him.
Waktu Yesus datang.
When Jesus arrived.
Mereka bilang kenapa Tuhan datangnya telat.
Then they said, Jesus, why you came late?
Di situ Tuhan Yesus menangis. Saudara.
That's when Jesus wept.
Tapi dia sudah tahu apa yang dia harus kerjakan.
But he knew what he's going to do.
Saudara, waktu dia bangkitkan Lazarus.
When he resurrected Lazarus.
Di sini saudara dan saya harus belajar satu hal.
This is where we have to actually learn about one thing.
Kalau Tuhan terlambat menjawab engkau.
If God is actually late to answer your prayer.
Bukan berarti dia menolak engkau.
That doesn't mean that he rejected you.
Tuhan tidak pernah menolak orang yang dikasihi.
God never rejected people who love him.
Tetapi dia ingin mempermuliakan namanya sendiri.
But he wants to glorify his own name.
Berapa banyak di antara kita kalau bersaksi.
How many of you, when you are testify,
kita selalu mempermuliakan nama kita.
We always actually glorify our name.
Seolah-olah ini Tuhan yang tolong.
As if this is what God did.
Tapi kalau isi kesaksiannya saya sudah tahu motivasinya untuk supaya mempermuliakan namamu.
But the testimony's motivation is actually about to glorify your own name.
Oleh sebab itu kalau saudara doanya belum dijawab Tuhan.
That's why if your prayer hasn't been answered by God.
Jangan mendebak-nebak untuk memahaminya.
Don't start to guess to it, try to understand it.
Nanti engkau kecewa.
You will be disappointed.
Semakin dekat dengan Tuhan, dekat dengan hati Tuhan, saudara.
The more you close with God, close with his heart.
Saudara, dan yang berikutnya kita lihat, yang terakhir. Kita seperti Daud di dalam yang terakhir ini. Berapa lama?
The last part is actually just like David, we always say, how long?
Mazmur 13 ayat 1, coba kita lihat.
Psalm 13 verse 1.
Berapa lama lagi? Berapa lama lagi Tuhan engkau menutup wajah-Mu? Berapa lama lagi engkau menyembunyikan wajah-Mu kepadaku?
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?
Saudara, ini doa Daud yang direkam pada waktu dia mengalami depresi.
This is David's prayer that was recorded when he went through a depression.
Semakin lama menunggu, semakin kencang kita bertanya.
The more he waited, the louder we ask.
Saudara, menunggu menjadikan sesuatu yang kita tidak bisa tahan.
Waiting is actually something that we can hold.
Apalagi kita tidak tahu berapa lama lagi kita harus menunggu.
Especially if we don't know how long we have to wait.
Ketika kita berdiri dalam sebuah antrian, paling tidak kita tahu berapa orang di depan kita.
When we are standing on a queue, at least we know how many people in front of us.
Ketika kita mengambil sebuah angka dalam untuk menunggu, kita tahu kita nomor berapa yang berikutnya.
When we take numbers to actually wait, at least we know what's the numbers behind us.
Silakannya dalam hidup kita enggak tahu berapa lama kita harus menunggu.
But in life we don't know how long we have to wait.
Jadi sewaktu Daud telah diurapi menjadi raja.
When David was actually anointed to be a king.
Saudara bisa bayangkan kalau saya David, kalau ini Saul.
If I'm David and William is Saul,
Tuhan memindahkan kerajaan Saul kepada David.
God actually moved the Saul's kingdom to David.
Ini punya crown tapi tidak punya urapan.
This person have crown but not anointing.
Tapi saya punya urapan tetapi tidak punya crown.
But I have anointing but not crown.
Jadi Tuhan menunggu sampai 7 tahun lamanya supaya saya punya crown.
So God waited for me for 7 years until I have a crown.
Selama 7 tahun itu dia mengejar saya terus untuk membunuh saya.
The whole 7 years Saul actually pursued David to kill him.
Sampai satu titik saya berteriak sama Tuhan, berapa lama lagi kejadian ini?
Until one point I say to God, how long it's going to take?
Padahal Daud sudah punya 2 kali kesempatan untuk membunuh Saul.
David has 2 chances to actually kill Saul.
Saudara, pada waktu dia depresi, dia bertanya sama Tuhan, dia berteriak sama Tuhan.
When he was depressed, he asked God.
Saudara, di situ dia menuangkan isi hatinya kepada Tuhan.
He poured his heart to God.
Mazmur 13 ayat 3, saudara.
Psalm 13 verse 3.
Pandanglah kiranya, jawablah aku ya Tuhan.
Consider and answer me, O Lord.
Come on, God. Come on. Jawab dong.
Come on, answer my prayer.
Saudara, dia benar-benar desperate.
He was very desperate.
Karena dia enggak tahu hari depannya.
Because he didn't know about his future.
Kapan semua ini berakhir?
When is all this thing will end?
Kalau saudara sudah sekolah, saudara apply pekerjaan, saudara enggak dapat, terus saudara frustasi dan kemudian saudara berteriak sama Tuhan. Saya bilang, harus.
If you finish your study and then you apply for a job but you haven't actually got any answer and then you ask for God and I said that you have to go through that.
Saudara, setiap kita harus bisa curhat sama Tuhan.
Every one of us have to actually pour our heart to Him.
Masalahnya laki-laki itu sombong.
The problem is actually men usually very prideful.
Saudara pikir saudara bisa kontrol dirimu.
You think that you can actually control yourself.
Saudara pikir saudara bisa kontrol keadaanmu.
You think that you can control the situation.
Saudara, kita harus belajar dengan Daud.
We have to learn from David.
Curhat kepada Tuhan.
Pour your heart to God.
Setelah dia keluarkan semuanya.
After he get everything out.
Saudara lihat ayat ke-6.
See the verse 6.
Dia katakan, aku mau menyanyi untuk Tuhan.
I will sing to the Lord.
Karena dia telah berbuat baik
because he has dealt bountifully with me.
Dengan kata lain, waktu dia desperate, waktu dia curhat semuanya, tiba-tiba pikirannya bisa peace.
In other words, when he poured out his heart and then his mind start getting very peaceful.
Kemudian dia ingat masa lalunya.
Then he start remembering about his past.
Bagaimana dia membunuh Goliat?
How he killed Goliath?
Mana ada orang yang berani menghadapi Goliat?
There was no one that can actually against Goliath.
Dia ingat bagaimana Tuhan menolong dia waktu dia membunuh singa dan beruang ketika dia menggembalakan kambing domba.
He remember how God actually helped him to kill the lion and the bear when he was actually tending the sheep.
Dari desperate, dia berubah menjadi orang yang bisa bersukacita.
From a desperation, he changed to a very joyful person.
Dari orang yang menangis berapa lama lagi, berubah menjadi pujian. Haleluya.
From somebody who cried, how long, Lord? It turns into a singing of hallelujah.
Dari keraguan berubah menjadi iman.
From doubtful change into a faith.
Saudara, berapa banyak di antara saudara kalau saudara mengalami hal demikian bisa memuji Tuhan?
How many of you that if you've gone through something like this you can actually praise God?
Oleh sebab itu kenapa hari Senin selalu sepi doa?
That's why every Monday is always very quiet.
Kalau saudara punya masalah, saya yakin saudara akan datang hari Senin.
If you have problem, I believe you will come.
Tapi kalau saudara tidak punya masalah, pasti saudara tidak mau datang.
But if you don't have problem, you probably doesn't bother to turn up on Monday.
Kalau saya anjurkan Anda datang hari Senin.
I suggest all of you to come every Monday.
Mau punya masalah atau tidak.
Whether you have problem or not.
Karena di sinilah kita bisa mengenal hati Tuhan.
Because here we can actually know about God's heart.
Saudara, pengalaman Daud ini. Dari sini saya mengerti Daud tidak pernah bertanya jalan Tuhan.
From here I can learn that David, through David's experience, he never actually asked about God's way.
Dia tidak pernah bertanya keputusan Tuhan.
He never asked about God's decision.
Mazmur 13 ditulis itu waktu dia desperate.
Psalm 13 was written when he was very desperate.
Waktu itu Tuhan tidak menjawab doa dia.
At that time God didn't answer his prayer.
Tapi dia balikkan semuanya ini.
But he turned everything around.
Untuk mengingat kebaikan Tuhan.
To remember about God's goodness.
Hanya Tuhan yang bisa menentukan waktunya bagi kita.
Only God can actually determine the timing for us.
Mari kita kesimpulan saya berapa. Saya tidak tahu apa yang Anda gumulkan hari ini.
Sudah. My conclusion, I don't know what your struggle with today.
Mungkin ada di antara Anda sudah sedemikian lama berdoa tapi Tuhan belum jawab.
Maybe some of you have been actually praying so long but God hasn't answered.
Ada yang sedang menunggu PR.
There are probably some of you that waiting for PR.
Ada yang menunggu pekerjaan yang sesuai dengan skillmu.
There are probably some of you that waiting for a job that actually according to your skill.
Ada yang menunggu supaya keluarganya juga bertobat.
There are some of you that's actually still waiting for your family to repent.
Ada yang menunggu untuk punya anak.
There's some of you that waiting to have child.
Atau jodoh.
Or partner.
Saudara, saya kasih tahu saudara bahwa Tuhan tidak pernah melupakan Anda.
I tell you that God never actually forget about you.
Saya tutup dengan Mazmur 12 ayat 7 dan 8.
I close with Psalm 12, 7 and 8.
Kita lihat sama-sama saudara. Saudara, coba berdiri sama saya. Mazmur 12 ayat 6 dan 7 saudara. Kalau bahasa Inggrisnya 7 sama 8. Oke. Saudara, ini Daud yang nulis saudara.
This is what David wrote.
Daud katakan janji Tuhan adalah janji yang murni.
The words of the Lord are pure words.
Bagaikan perak yang teruji.
Like silver refined.
Kemudian kita lihat saudara yang berikutnya ayat yang ke-7. Engkau Tuhan yang akan menepatinya.
You, O Lord, will keep them.
Engkau akan menjaga kami senantiasa terhadap angkatan ini.
You will guard us from this generation forever.
Ikut Tuhan itu punya jangka waktu panjang.
Following God have it's a long distance thing.
Di tengah-tengah perjalanan kita mengenal Tuhan.
In the middle of our journey to know God.
Jangan pernah menyerah.
Never surrender.
Karena kalau saudara menyerah, saudara dan saya rugi sendiri.
Because if you surrender, you will lose.
Karena pada waktu kita semakin kita lama mengenal Tuhan, semakin Tuhan bawa kita kepada satu tempat.
Because the more we know God, God will bring us to a place
untuk mengenal hatinya paling dalam.
To know about His heart, the deepest part.
Oleh sebab itulah dia tidak mau kadang-kadang tidak segera menjawab doamu.
So that's why the reason why he doesn't actually immediately answer your prayer.
Oleh sebab itu jangan pernah menyerah.
That's why never give up.
Kalau berdoa sama Tuhan, Tuhan aku mau tahu hatimu.
If you pray to God, say this that God I want to know about your heart.
Engkau jawab atau tidak doaku.
Whether my prayer is being answered or not.
Itu bukan urusanku.
That's none of my business.
Tapi aku ingin mengenal hatimu.
But I want to know your heart.
Dan kalau saudara dekat sama Tuhan,
if you are close with God,
saudara tidak akan kecewa sama dia.
You will not get disappointed.
Kadangkala saudara Tuhan bikin surprise hidupmu.
Sometimes God made some surprises in your life.
Yang saudara enggak pernah bayangkan.
That you never thought about it.
Seperti orang tua mengasihi anaknya.
Just like parents who actually love their kids.
Dia bikin surprise untuk anaknya.
They make surprises for the kids.
Demikian Bapamu di surga.
That's just how our Father in the heaven.
Apapun kesulitanmu hari ini.
Whatever your problem is today.
Baik anak-anak muda yang laki mau yang perempuan.
Whether you are boys or girls.
Pada waktu kita nyanyikan lagu ini.
When we sing this song.
Anda berdoa.
You pray.
Silakan. Thank you, Jesus.
We sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's sing it out. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Christ, our King and Lord, oh, your praises go forevermore. Hallelujah, hear me, Lord, oh, the praises go forevermore.
Let's sing up again.
Jesus Christ, our King and Lord, oh, the praises go forevermore. Hallelujah, hear me, Lord, now the praises go forevermore. So we sing hallelujah.
Come, lift up your voice.
Struggling or in a waiting period to hear from God, we want to invite you to actually come in to the front here, and we're going to have intercessors actually pray for you. We're not here to pray for God to change the outcome, but we're here to pray in support. We're here to pray so that we don't give up for one another. So we want to encourage anyone who's waiting for you're waiting for something particular that Dad mentioned before to happen, for a prayer to be answered. And sometimes it's just as simple as waiting for God to just speak to you. If you are struggling with that and you want support with some of your prayers, please move forward and we are going to pray for you. I'm just going to invite the intercessors team to just come forward too, as people start thinking about it. And if you guys are keen on being prayed for, then please move forward here. Please don't be afraid, because we are here. We're going to take the opportunity to pray for one another. We're going to commence the prayer after the service, but as we close the service, let me close the service first before we start praying for one another. Let's all bow our heads down and pray. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your grace and your mercy upon each and every one of us in this place. Father, we know that walking side by side with you is not easy. But Father, it is worth it. Waiting for you to open up the way for us. It may take months, it may take years, but Father, we know that there is nothing worth more than to be with you every step of the way, God. There is nothing worth more than to be in your presence every single day when we wait for you. Father, we pray that today as we step out of these four walls, that you ignite a desire, a greater desire to seek for more of you, a greater desire to seek for your presence in our lives every single day, a desire to want to hear your voice, to want to know your word, and want to live out your word every single day, God. And Father, we pray that today, as we close this service, that Holy Spirit, let your presence and your peace and your joy just rest in our hearts, Lord. As we part ways, we pray for, Lord, you just send out your protection upon each and every one of our lives, upon each and every one of our families, Lord, so that we continue, Lord, to be a living testimony, an instrument of just how wonderful and how magnificent you are to your children. Use us, Father, so that people will know that there is something different in us, and that is you and you alone. Father, we pray that as this week goes by, that every single day you use us for the glory of your name. Take us deeper with you, Lord. We desire to get to know you even more. We love you, Father, and we honor you in this place. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great Sunday, everyone. But please, anyone who wants to be prayed.